Let's start first with, can you give us a quick explanation of why Delaware wound up with that additional $27 million?
Yeah, well, this stems from the idea that Delaware was given what's called a most favored nation status, and that's a term that's based on international trade negotiations in which one country would receive equal trade advantages such as reduced tariffs in the course of those talks. And so what that meant for the parties involved in the Pepco-Exelon merger was that that if any other state involved in the merger received a better deal to approve it, then Delaware would get a comparable offer, and that's where the additional $27.1 million came from.
The final piece that needed to be settled on last week was what to do with the final $4 million pool of money that they had not yet decided on what to do with. What did they wind up settling on allocating that money for?
Yeah, well, that was allocated to the state's Energy Efficiency Investment Fund, and the residential portion of that fund helps homeowners with various energy efficiency improvements to their homes. And I should mention that this is for Delmarva Power residential customers. And that $4 million that was allocated at the latest PSC meeting was in addition to another $4 million for residential Delmarva customers that had already been allocated by the PSC.
And the biggest question, though, was a previous decision to allocate $6 million to DDOT, the state's Economic Development Office, a decision that was vigorously contested by Jeremy Firestone, director of the University of Delaware's Center for Carbon-Free Power Integration, who was part of these ongoing talks. What was Firestone's issue, and I guess what was the idea of giving DDOT this money for? Was there an indication of what it was supposed to go for?
For the first 3 years, the $6 million to DDOT was earmarked for improving natural gas infrastructure. And the idea here is to extend natural gas pipelines, compressor stations, and other equipment into areas of the state that don't already have it. And Dr. Firestone opposed that idea. One thing we should bear in mind is that Dr. Firestone is an advocate for the adoption of non-fossil fuel power sources, particularly offshore wind. And so he was uncomfortable with the idea that that DDOT might be using these funds for the development of natural gas in Delaware. He also argued that it was not in the public interest, and he questioned DDOT's record of planning to subsidize the now defunct data center, the planned data center and gas-fired power plant that was once scheduled to be at the University of Delaware. There was an additional objection that Dr. Firestone raised to the DDOT plan was that he thought that there was a chance that the legislature might actually reduce its funding to DDOT by an equivalent amount.
And what is DDOT saying in response? Is there any indication that there's a way to make sure that the money would go toward gas infrastructure and not perhaps just to general economic development initiatives?
Well, it's a little unclear what DDOT's position on this is because they refused to comment. I sought an interview with the DDOT director, Bernice Whaley, and she declined that request. There was a statement from her office saying that even though DDOT wasn't party to these PSC talks, they of course were pleased to receive the funding, but since there hadn't been there wasn't yet a final order allocating the funds to them, that they weren't going to talk about any specific use for the funds.
What do the Public Service Commission and the Delaware Public Advocate have to say about this whole process and where the money is finally settled on going to?
Well, I spoke with the Delaware Public Advocate David Bonar, and he said that DPA had voted in favor of the funding for DDOT on the basis that an improvement in natural gas infrastructure to areas of the state that are not already served by it, he said, would benefit homes and businesses with better supplies of cheap fuel, and therefore therefore would be of an economic benefit. As for the PSC, they backed the Dido funding on the grounds that it would create jobs and benefit the state's economy, and therefore would be in fact in the public interest. It's also worth noting here, Tom, that four of the five parties to these talks were in favour of the Dido funding, and it was just Dr. Firestone that objected to it.
Was there anything in particular that Dr. Firestone was hoping the money would be used for?
Yes, indeed. If we're talking, let's talk about the final $4 million mm-hmm. that was most recently allocated by the PSC. What Dr. Firestone was arguing for was that $3.5 million of that number should be used for research into wind and solar power at state colleges, and the final $500,000 should be he was hoping would be allocated to building up a network of electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and it's worth noting here I ran that. That idea passed the Delaware public advocate, Mr. Bonner, and he rejected that idea on the basis that it would benefit very few people in the state.
Is there anything else amongst the allocations of that $27.1 million that stands out in terms of where the money's going?
Well, the biggest slice of it is in fact the $8 million, which is going to the division of the Energy Efficiency Investment Fund that contains large commercial and industrial customers of Delmarva Power. And there's a further $4 million going to Delaware's. The fund's residential customers, $2 million to low income residents, and then $3.1 million to something called the arrearage management plan, which is will help to pay for folks who've fallen behind in their utility bills and to assist in budgeting in the future.
All right, John Hurl, we thank you for your time this week on the Green.
Thanks, Tom.